Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Acts. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they had heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read the psalm responsively. Sing a new song to the Lord, who has done marvelous things, whose right hand and holy arm have won the victory.
O Lord, we have made known your victory. You have revealed your righteousness in the sight of the nations.
You remember your steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all you lands. Lift up your voice, rejoice and sing.
Sing to the Lord with the harp and the voice of song.
With trumpets and the sound of the horn, shout with joy before the King, the Lord.
Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell therein.
Let the rivers clap their hands, and let the hills ring out with joy before the Lord, who comes to judge the earth.
The Lord will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. A reading from 1 John. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that the love of the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. The bishop sat at the back of that congregational meeting with the parish pastor observing the proceedings. As they listened to discussion among the congregation leaders and members, the bishop noted that a friend of his had once told him, "One whose physician is their friend has neither." He pointed to the way that various professionals can struggle to say or do or challenge their patient if the patient is also a friend or a family member. With these words, the bishop encouraged the pastor to think about how relationships within the congregation can make speaking challenging words to the congregation even more difficult than one might expect. In the church's hearing today, Jesus continues a long teaching moment with his disciples. He called them to follow him. They have followed as disciples. They have learned from him, observed him, and done mission work on his behalf. Yet in so many ways, disciples do not presume themselves into a position of friendship. You see, friendship means mutuality and equality and a level power dynamic. Throughout John's gospel, Jesus does not refer to disciples as friends, though certainly he tells his disciples that their friend Lazarus has died and Jesus will go awaken him. And the disciples struggle to figure out what Jesus has meant and said. Certainly, on this night, this long teaching night, Jesus has started the night by kneeling and washing their feet, taking the role of a servant, telling them that they do not know what he has done to them. And then later that same evening, he tells them that he will go ahead of them to prepare a place. The disciples from that have a lot of questions. The first comes from Thomas, who says, "We don't know where you're going. How will we know the way?" And then after Thomas, well, Philip had to ask, and actually Philip was not asking so much. "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Disciples had the same challenge with trusting without verification that others outside the community were having. Then Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And then he promises an advocate, the Holy Spirit. Jesus promises not to leave the disciples orphaned before telling them yet again that the Holy Spirit will teach them everything and remind them of all that he has said. One might add that disciples today continue to hang on to these promises. Still in the same night, Jesus tells them that he is the vine, the Father is the vine grower, and in the end, disciples are the branches. The church heard this last week. Jesus speaks of pruning and producing fruit. He reminds them that apart from the vine, the branches cannot produce. In short, a lot has happened this evening. Jesus has enacted his commandment to love through service. Jesus has instructed the disciples, offered commandments, and hosted, well, a question and answer period. Yet hearing today's words without reminding ourselves of all this just does not do much. One commentator, Carolyn Lewis, notes that this move today amplifies and clarifies that whole bit about the vine and the branches. As disciples, they can assume that they are indeed branches whose purpose lands squarely in the business of bearing fruit. Perhaps instead of worrying about whether being a branch that gets pruned denotes failure, another option exists. 15 years ago, a Missouri Synod pastor sat for breakfast with a Lutheran pastor just up the interstate. The course and direction for the young pastor had held quite a bit of discouragement. In fact, by all accounts, the congregation he served would cease to exist one way or another. His colleague from down the road reported on something he had read, though he couldn't remember the name of the author. He recounted that the author had written that two kinds of congregations close. The first are those who have fulfilled their mission, fulfilled their purpose. He noted that many country rural congregations that held space amidst sections upon sections of land that supported multiple families. The trip into town took too long, too much time, too much energy from the farm, from the livestock, from the chores. The church had served as a spiritual center, a community center for the neighborhood of all those farms around it. But today, the trip to town, better roads, better vehicles, and over a century of farm policy that grew farms bigger and bigger and depopulated the countryside, well, the church is dwindled. They had done their job. People often transferred into the sometimes larger church in town where their children could worship and participate with their peers from school. The congregation had fulfilled their mission, their role, their purpose. One might see them as branches that bore much fruit for a long time, and the time had come to prune them, for them to close. So disciples of the Lord, as Jesus says, abide in my love. He speaks to people, a group of people, a congregation of people whom he understands to be fully a part of him. When he speaks to those whom he wishes complete joy following his joy, he calls all who hear, including you and me, to love in a way that turns outward toward the other, for the sake of the other. This love dares greatly on behalf of others. One whose physician is also a friend has neither. In some ways, disciples always need to remember the identity, the role, the authority of Jesus. At the same time, in this very teaching, Jesus has told the disciples that they will do greater things than he. Now he tells them that he has shared everything, has not withheld anything. In this moment of leveling the relational field, Jesus speaks the greatest promise. You did not choose me, but I chose you. You are very much a branch of the vine that brings life, salvation, healing, and well-being to the world. Go and bear fruit. All of this so that disciples may love one another. Oh, that other kind of church that closes. Those are the ones that steadfastly refuse to fulfill their mission, their purpose, where they are. Go. Bear fruit. Fruit that will last.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at standrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.